What are your toes doing now?
I have them folded in like the...
You fold your toes?
No, he has crossed his legs.
Crossed my legs, so like my toes are a fold each other. Is that a way? Is that a phrase?
Can you say no. That?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Don't you feel like that's a good thing to introduce into English?
Like two things fold, like you fold beans and cheese into a burrito?
Maybe. Yeah. The beans and cheese are a fold each other inside a burrito.
They're a fold each other.
That's good. I like that.
Is that good?
They're crossing. Now you know. Anytime anything is crossed, you can also say it's a fold. Did, I guess. There's a lot to... How do people come up with words? This is hard. Every single word needs like eight different use cases.
Yeah. So what's your definition? We've got a fold.
And a folded, apparently, is past tense.
And yeah, a folded. I think
what, yeah, exactly.
What part of speech is this? Let's start there.
I don't know the parts of speech. Sorry.
Okay.
Any of them?
Verb? It's verb. It has to be verb. Because then I can afold someone too if I cross them.
Wait.
If we are intertwined.
No, you just fold. Fold is definitely the verb.
But we're coming up with a new verb. Afold.
No. If something is a fold, it is not verbed.
What do you mean it is not verbed? I just invented the word.
Well, then you're using it like a non-verb.
Fine, we'll use it how you guys want to use it. What part of speech is that then?
An adjective.
Yeah, let's move forward with adjective.
Are you just saying that because Mike said it?
Maybe.
What were you going to say?
I was like trying to... I had adverb in my head for some reason, and that
doesn't end in ly, dummy.
Yeah. Anyway,
a foldy. I'm not doing
a
that.
Foldly. Yeah.
A foldy. A foldy just sounds like something you'd pick up, and like you don't want to have a foldy on you.
That sounds like what, like your great grandfather would have called his briefcase folio.
Dear, can you hand me my foldy? I'm going to work. And my top hat and tie and suit. And I know I said it, but my foldy. That'd be funny. I wonder if my grandpa ever made jokes. Either of my grandpas. Both of them seem to be serious men.
I mean, if you look at any photographs of anybody more than like smiling. 60 years ago, humor didn't exist until after World War II was over.
Yeah, never smiling.
Why do you figure? Is it because the war was... Probably because the war. Yeah. Hard to laugh during those times. I'm sure there were like some people just cracking wise during like 1943. Yeah. So you have to laugh, right?
Yeah, like who was funny? Charlie Chaplin?
When was Chaplin? Yeah. Was he in that time?
He was like pre that time.
That dude is all time hilarious.
Yeah.
He is.
So you can laugh in war times,
I guess.
That's the name of the worst play ever written. Hey, some community college like 90 miles west of Cleveland is putting on a show. You want to go see it?
No. Definitely not.
I hate when we ad lib good pre-credit stuff. I hate that.
Yeah, it's the worst to have good content. You're right.
Yeah, because like I prepared.
You don't get to get any of your bits. Yeah.
Didn't you guys prepare? Like, I thought about what to do on the show, and now it's just like, oh, naturally, it's fun too. Wait, why am I complaining about this? What is this?
You didn't have to do that work, see?
I can do less work next week. So should I come unprepared next week?
Yeah.
Have you ever come unprepared before?
Never.
Let's try it.
I don't want to try it. Fuck you guys. I have too many ideas. They're going to spill over anyway. I have show CD. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with me, Dapanjani, Josh Harrison, and Mike Bogart. Enjoy the episode.
So, Tappan, what did you do this weekend?
I went to my niece's 4th birthday celebration in Victoria. Happy birthday, Elliot.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
So you traveled.
Also,
you saw...
shout out to Miles.
Shout out to Miles.
Hey, Miles. What's up,
dude? Little brother. Everything he says now is door. Everything is a door.
Door.
But we did get him to do a roar.
He's like a Game of Thrones character in the making. That's what is happening here.
Dude, don't say he's Hodor. Fuck is wrong with you?
Anyway, so you traveled.
Yeah,
you had like an exciting weekend.
I had a great time. It was awesome. We went to the pool. She can swim now, which is crazy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Fun.
So I have a friend in town. Shout out to Cassie, who is like in the other room.
Yeah, shout out Cassie. Like,
hey Cassie.
Quite literally, you can hear us right now. Shout out to you.
Wait, you met Cassie and I didn't?
What?
Tapping met Cassie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right here.
Oh. Hey. I'm here too.
So anyway, we went up to Vancouver. We went to the suspension bridge. We went kayaking at the San Juan Islands. We didn't see any orcas, but like we saw seals and bald eagle and jellyfish and all this stuff. So we had a great weekend too. Mike, what did you do?
I visited beautiful downtown Arlington Heights.
You did?
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
You went to Arlington Heights without me?
You really missed out on both streets.
So I don't know what Arlington Heights is, but it sounds like it's at least as exciting as what Tappan and I did. What were you up to?
I was on a date, and I went to a piano bar as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's this guy playing piano. He actually was very good.
Piano bar or dueling piano bar?
Well, I was at first a dueling piano show, later a different single piano bar.
A different physical building?
A whole different building. Different
you went
pianos.
To two piano performances?
There just happened to be like a pop-up dueling piano show at the other place.
And that inspired you to see more piano?
Yes, actually. And then there was a piano bar right next door.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was a cool story.
It was. It was great.
What was your favorite song they played?
What was one? He did like a rapping one. The Thong Song, maybe? Something like that. Something like that, where he was actually like rapping and pretty good.
That song is like, what, 25 years old now?
20? Yeah, probably.
Feels like it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's up there.
Anyway, Josh, what's going on? Why are you asking us about our weekends? You never do this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I figured you and I had exciting weekends, and I thought that Mike...
You were trying to set Mike up to fail, dude.
I mean...
Well, I don't know. I mean, instead of your weekend, what do you wish you did?
Oh, jeez.
Share your regrets with all of us and all of our listeners. And tell us how you could have improved it.
Mike, did you upset Josh or something? Why is he going after you like this?
I'm not.
Did I miss something when I was gone?
I did have a pretty lazy Sunday. I didn't do anything with my Sunday. I just laid there all day.
Aren't those days, by the way, Mike, I don't want to talk you into unemployment, but aren't those days the best? And by the way, did you know you could do that every day if you save up just a little?
Actually, I didn't enjoy the day. Like, I would totally take a redo on my Sunday.
God damn it.
I didn't do anything. It was so unproductive.
You don't understand. You're using it wrong. That's the recharge day. Then you do like 9 days of like cool shit in a row all day long because you don't have to do anything else. And then you take on the 10th day, you recharge and you just lay there and you watch TV.
The classic 10th day recharge.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's my system.
It works for you. I don't know.
Was there an instead of here? I don't understand.
Yeah, instead of a lazy Sunday, what do you wish you did?
I just explained that, dude, I have like a real backlog of stuff that I think we will enjoy. You're just going to come up with nothing?
I have things. I have topics.
Then why did you go with that one to start the show? All right, topic number two. Isn't it nuts that at one point in American pop culture history, the word morph appeared on two franchises? Can you name them, Mike?
My name... Oh.
Are you Mike?
Sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, well, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And your all-time favorite?
Animorphs. Of course, Animorphs.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of morphin'.
Here we go. Instead of one of those two, change one of those franchises, but use the word morph in a new TV show idea. Either of you.
Okay. Around the same time, that time frame?
Yes. Please keep it 90s.
Okay.
And thank you for asking.
Yeah. I mean, I like to stay within the rules that you set. So here's one that is already true to form for the TV show. They could have used this name without changing the plot at all.
Okay.
Okay.
The Morphin World of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
Because she like morphed into a puddle all the time.
She does morph a lot every episode.
What was the real show name?
The Secret World of Alex Mack.
the Morphin World
of Alex Mack. Something just, it doesn't roll off your tongue.
It sounds like a Nickelodeon swear word.
Nickelodeon After Hours. Come check out the Morphin World of Alex Mack. She curses on TV.
She does morph like all the fucking time, though.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that show.
She's a morphin machine.
You wouldn't think like being a puddle would be that useful. Comes in handy every single
day. There were a lot of locked doors in that show.
Three questions. Number one, she was a morphing machine. Number two.
Not actually a machine.
Okay. Number two, she can exclusively turn into a puddle.
She could do other things too, but I don't remember anything that she could do except morph into a puddle.
And number three, when she morphed into a puddle, she could go under doors?
Yeah, that was like one of her things. She would like...
Puddles can't go under doors.
Yeah, of course they can.
Does she morph in at an angle? Like, what the fuck?
No, she has like motor control while she's a puddle still.
What?
Yeah, she's not a puddle.
A puddle's like one of the key things about a puddle is that it cannot move.
Then she morphed into rapids. I don't know what to tell you.
This is weird. Did she just turn into like some sort of eel-like fluid?
No, it was like a shiny puddle.
Like mercury.
That could move. Yeah, like mercury.
Got it.
Yep.
Was it metallic?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
Because it was like 90s CGI, so it was all metallic.
Okay, so you're actually going to just switch up an existing franchise. Safe play.
Yeah.
Michael?
I think I'm also going to morph up an existing franchise.
You guys are keeping the creativity to a minimum today. All right.
Well, I mean, there's only so many ways one can morph.
Morph me surprised.
I think I'm going to go with Morph Bone. I think
Morph Bone. Honestly, his performances were transformative. That's true. The second Wishbone put on any costume, I thought he was a human being.
Basically a genre unto himself, that Wishbone.
Did he ever do an episode with Gerard Depardieu? I feel like they did. There was some crossover, unless I'm way off.
Wishbone Jr.
He did an accented character at one point, but I can't remember if it was French, and I'm just kind of mixing all that whole era together.
Are you sure you didn't just see like a photo of him with his dog sometime?
I don't know if his dog even is the same breed as Wishbone.
Well, it could be any dog. It's Morphbone. He could be any kind of dog.
Morphbone. Yeah. Favorite episode?
I'm going to say the Sherlock Holmes one because it's the only one I can picture him wearing the hat in the little pipe.
I think he also had a hat for the Peter Pan one, but I don't know if he actually ever did Peter Pan. But isn't it believable that he might have?
I could totally see that dog wearing a Peter Pan hat.
Which is a bit ironic because Peter Pan never wanted to morph into anything.
Always just a boy. Anyone who knows anything about me knows my one major weakness. What is it?
Do I need to narrow it down to one?
My
Whoa,
one
shit. What the
major
hell?
Weakness.
I'm sorry. I'm like going after you this week, Mike.
Hey, it's okay.
Let's see. Your weakness, crippling anxiety?
Good Lord.
Close.
I'm pretty sure it's ice cream.
Oh, it's really close. Chips and salsa. chips and salsa.
Dude, it's been forever. I've come to your house at least 10 times in a row now that we haven't had chips and salsa.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's my one major weakness. I can't have it in the house.
Okay.
So, this didn't happen recently, but I'll say it did for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, a true comedian.
Thank you. This did really happen, though. This is a true story. My brother and I, last week, go to Spanglish for some fish tacos. We love fish tacos there. At Spanglish, when you go there and sit down, they give you a little basket of chips and two bottles of very delicious salsa.
Bottles?
Like squeeze bottles, like ketchup, but salsa comes out.
Okay.
Wait, what?
But they cut off the top, so it's not like squirting. It's like, it's really good.
Did you just get salsa from like a jar?
No. It's homemade. This salsa is fucking good.
No, I mean, are you just describing a jar?
No, it's like a relish squeeze bottle where it's got a bigger opening.
Yes. Yeah,
bigger I don't want to talk about the openings of condiments. Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry. I'll be more of a positive Pete.
Thank you. So my brother and I love these chips and salsa, but we don't love having to share them. Our solution: walk in, stagger like 3 minutes between. Pretend we don't know each other. Sit in different places.
Come on. You guys are not doing this.
Eat alone. No eye contact. One leaves before the other. Perfect crime. Meet back at home.
Wait, crime? Hold on. So you don't even end up meeting up? Like, why don't you literally just go by yourself?
Well, because we were both hungry and we walked over together. Yeah.
Have you ever once asked for just some more chips and salsa?
No, I've never asked.
Oh my God.
I've never asked.
What does it matter that you go 3 minutes apart if you guys are going to go at different tables?
It's a heist. We need to give the illusion that we don't know each other because we're heisting them out of chips and salsa.
You're trying way too hard, bud.
Have you ever been there together before?
Alone, together, yeah.
No, have you ever been there together?
We have.
Okay, so at some point in history, the people at this restaurant have seen you two together, and you are hoping to God that by coming in at staggered times, they forget that memory.
Yeah, I would hope that. Yes, okay, got it. It totally worked. We each got our own chips and salsa.
Okay, great.
Instead of chips and salsa... instead of pretending you don't know your own brother to get one free basket of chips and salsa, what lengths have you gone to get something for free?
For free?
Yeah.
That really changes things. By the way, quick chips and salsa aside. sorry, that was good for me. That cracked me up. But what I like to do is when I'm running a bit low on chips, like an amount of chips that won't be able to cover the rest of the salsa bottle, I pour all the salsa into like a bowl and then I just crunch all the chips onto it and kind of mix it in. Ugh. And like there's enough chips and I just eat that. And it's good. It's good. Try it.
No.
Dude.
almost the exact same experience.
So how do you eat it?
With a spoon. I'm telling you, it's trashy, but you'll like it.
Here's what you just made. You just made like a stew.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Those are things.
A cold stew.
A gazpacho type stew.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is revolutionary. Try it. It's actually really good. Crumble a whole bunch of chips into a little bit of salsa and eat it. It's really good.
Not like revolutionary doesn't have to be a good thing. Like the Revolutionary War isn't something where it's like, this was the greatest time in history.
Pause. The Revolutionary War was not a good thing.
I mean, like it led to a good thing, but the act itself, like, I don't know, tons of people died.
The war probably sucked. Yeah.
Well, think long term with this then.
Okay, fine.
Stop focusing on the today. But wait, what was Mike's question?
It was, what is like the greatest length you've gone to get something for free?
lengths I've gone to get something for free.
Or just to get anything.
No. Let's keep this criteria.
Remember when you and I waited in line for a Wii overnight?
That wasn't free. We would have had to pay for it.
No, yeah, that cost a lot of money.
I bet I've gone out of my way on some 7-Eleven, like July 11th, where they gave away Slurpees for free.
Slurpee? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've walked three or four blocks in the opposite direction to just get a half-size Slurpee.
So this isn't something free, but this is waiting a very long time for not a great payoff.
Okay.
Tappan and I, years ago, heard that there was going to be a secret Macklemore show in Capitol Hill.
Oh, Jesus. Gotta see that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, that's awesome. It's a secret show. Nobody will know about it.
How did you hear about it?
Everybody knew about it.
Yeah, it was word around the office at Amazon. And so we show up, and it's at Dick's Burgers, which is it's a Seattle staple.
It's Dick's Drive-In, man.
Dick's Drive-In.
No, I don't think you drive in.
No, you don't drive in.
But it looks like one of those old drive-ins.
Yeah, so... So we go, and the rumor was that it started at 5 o'clock or something like that, maybe.
That's about right.
And I think we left early. We're like, okay, we want to make sure that we can get there. So we get there at 3.
Wow.
We get there early.
Dedicated. Big Macklemore fans.
I've never heard an album all the way through. Props to the dude. I've enjoyed his songs. I've danced to them. But I really, I wasn't a fan. I was just there to kind of check out something cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself a big fan either. And so, anyway, we're waiting, and everybody's just kind of talking about what they heard about what this show's supposed to be, and nobody really knows. And then the rumors start going that, oh, no, he's actually filming a music video here. So we're like, oh, shit, well, that's even cooler. Sure, let's see that. And so we end up waiting and waiting, and the crowds get bigger and bigger, and it's monstrous amounts of people, and it's so crowded, and it's hot, and it's now it's starting to get dark because 5, 6, 7 hours have passed, and it's 10 something at night when we arrived at 3, and all of a sudden Macklemore comes out and everybody's cheering, and he's up on the roof of the burger place, and they do a 12 second bit from one of his songs
maximum,
and then they redo it about 3 times. And then we pack up and we go.
Oh my God.
That was it.
You got 36 seconds of Macklemore?
Yep. Yeah. We got the same 12 seconds 3 times.
No.
Yeah. But if you watch the video for Whitewall, you would be able to see us if they didn't use nice cameras that had that pleasing blur in the background.
They blurred us out. Honest to God, I never ever went and watched the video.
So they didn't actively blur us out. They were everybody else is attractive, but Tappan and Josh.
I get it. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm just
Yeah. I mean, it was I don't know. It's those, all nice cameras. It's right, if it's crisp focus, the background has that blur.
That's cheating, man. Life doesn't look like that.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I was just recently, this is a whole different aside, but I was recently thinking about, I've said aside twice now, but anyway, I was thinking about how these phone cameras have just gotten truly ridiculous. Yeah. They do that now.
Yeah.
Like just on a normal photo, I could do that.
Portrait mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just damn, people are going to remember things that are that they were special affected from the point of conception.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a thought I had.
Really glad
we can end this on a joke somehow. So how can we end up on a joke with Macklemore and free stuff?
Well, he has that store about thrift clothes. Boom. Be-do-be-be-be-be-be-be.
Listen to this list of the top free apps on the App Store. This isn't an ad, by the way. I just wanted to throw you for a goddamn loop.
But it could be. No, they're free. Never mind.
I don't think Apple would ever pay us, nor would the apps that I'm about to list. But okay, listen. Number one, YouTube. It's fine. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Facebook Messenger. Yep. That also makes sense. Number three, Instagram. 4, Google Maps. 5, some game called Unicorn Low Poly Puzzle Game. I swear to God, that's the name of it. 6, Snapchat. 7 Facebook, and 8
Give us a category. Like, they have the app genre.
Food.
Grubhub.
Nope.
Is it a, like, recipe thing? Like, Epicurious or whatever?
Nope.
Well, then I give up.
McDonald's. Do they have an app?
McDonald's!
What?
Is the number 8 app, free app in the world store.
Huh.
I cannot believe you guessed it.
Wow.
McDonald's. Can you believe that? Guys, what the hell? Number 9, Netflix. Number 10, Gmail. Number 11, Uber. Number 12, Spotify. Wow. 13, Amazon. 14, WhatsApp. 15, Bitmoji.
I get it.
What the fuck? 8? McDonald's?
Those are some pretty big apps McDonald's is hanging with.
They have to have some, like, promo. Like, hey, you get a free Big Mac if you download our app and, like...
There must be.
Check in.
I'm just shocked. It seems like they flew under the radar. Everyone's installed this app and no one's talked about it.
Do you have it?
I don't have it.
Oh.
There's not really much for the vegetarian man at McDonald's. You can ask for their sandwiches without meat, but they're like, are you sure? They ask you that before they place the order. And then, you know, you get 2 buns and 2 onions and some ketchup.
Well, here we go. McDonald's is offering free fries all year.
Oh, the whole year?
Holy shit.
If you spend $1 through their app.
Free?
Like, ever?
Should we just keep going with this? Because this is clearly an ad now, because that's the best deal I've ever heard in my whole life. You're telling me if I use the app and I spend $1 on... I'm not trying to do an ad. I did not know this was an ad. I swear
okay.
to God.
No, I believe but you.
They'll give me free fries for 12 months?
This is according to Ayanna Archie and Gene Bonner at CNN. McDonald's is giving away fries for the rest of the year. Ellipsis. If you spend $1 on its app.
How many months are left in the year, guys?
5.
Let's max. Yeah. Can we hang on? Let's do some quick math. Okay. How many fries can we eat if we try to?
You can get 1 free order per day.
In 5 months.
What size?
I'm guessing small.
Yeah, probably a small.
Okay. Let's just eat small fries for the rest of the year. Let's do it.
Okay.
I can't believe it works. So truly, if you give some sort of insane promotion, you can drive your app with like the $1 billion companies of our day.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's not even hard.
And just give away French fries.
Wait, do you think McDonald's is not a $1 billion company?
No, I mean, they're humongous, but like, don't you find that interesting that French fries is the thing that helps you compete with all of these companies?
Yeah.
It's just potatoes. Mike doesn't even like them.
I hate French fries.
He's weird.
It doesn't work on me.
You're still going to do it. I guarantee you'll do it.
It's free.
Hey, I brought it back.
You did.
Ka-ching.
As I mentioned earlier, I went kayaking this weekend.
Very cool.
It was a long trip. It was a 6-hour trip.
Ooh. 6 hours of kayaking?
You were in a kayak for hours?
No, we had like the training seminar and we stopped for lunch. But we were in the kayak for hours.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we paddled for like, I don't know, miles and miles and miles. And we went like most of the way around.
Do they call them miles in the water?
Knots.
What did they teach you at that training seminar?
I mean, they didn't teach me to be like a...
mariner.
Seaman.
Mike tried to give you an out.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey.
So we were going for a while, and like we had to like go against the current. There was one part where our guide was like, okay, for the next like 2 minutes, you got to paddle like super hard to get past this current.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It was fun.
Was it really difficult?
It wasn't super difficult like when we were heading out. So like we're going out there, we took our lunch, and then we get back in the kayak, and like my arms are dead at this point.
Yeah.
And we had to go all the way back.
Oh shit. Right. But so, at least this time the current is with you.
Yeah, for parts of it, yeah. Yeah. So I had a business idea.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got these kayaks. We got their boats, their water vessels, and you paddle with these oars. So why don't, like, we have cars on the ground.
Yeah.
Why don't we make motorized kayaks?
Well.
Dude, you're an idiot, first of all. Like, just in general, your sales pitch, fucking motorized kayaks. God.
Hear him out.
Yeah, fine. Why don't we make boats? Let's figure that out. I don't know. What would you like to see in a motorized kayak?
Well, so I'm
steering wheel?
No, because they actually had a rudder. You control the rudder with your feet.
Oh. In your kayak?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a kayak.
Yeah, it's a two-person kayak that had like a rudder that dropped in the back.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm just thinking, like, if we have these like electric skateboards and hoverboards and electric scooters and electric bikes, and it's like, you have all these things, why can't we just like add a motor to this thing?
We need one for water, yeah.
Those exist.
What? How?
Like motor boats use motors.
Okay, so you're not wrong, but...
What's going on with you, this man?
We need to be low profile, slim, get in and out of places, rivers, eddies, creeks even.
Mike, can I just suggest something? Can I toss it up there?
Sure.
Do you think this day of kayaking knocked something loose in Josh's brain?
I don't know. I think that he has a pretty good idea on his hands here.
All right.
Because think about it. So people want like those electric skateboards and hoverboards because they are personal transportation devices for land.
Yep. Don't have to do anything.
Yeah. So why not like water skis? If you could have personally powered water skis that could take you through the water, that would be the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, not going to deny that. Excellent idea. But let's mark that you did pivot from motorized kayak pretty quick in terms of this new business idea. You switched to motorized water skis and you're lucky it worked. But won't you get like wet if you for transport?
Well, yeah, of course you'll get wet, but you could wear like, I don't know, what are those?
A wet suit.
No, like your whole body gets wet with that still, Mike. It like permeates or whatever. Mm. No, yeah. Why don't you wear what like fly fishermen wear?
Those big boots?
Gaiters?
No, it's not just boots. It's like overalls, like waterproof overalls.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And those attached to the water skis?
Just snap right in.
And then you just go standing upright on water. I kind of like it. It seems fine.
That's
I'd do
pretty
it.
Pretty fucking cool.
I'd do it. Yeah. What about the waves? Isn't that like, don't you kind of need the water to be generally calm?
Sick jumps, flips.
There.
Twirly moves.
You're going to do 360s? Flips like on the way to work if you have to cut across the river?
Yeah.
Yes. You don't want to do flips on water skis on the way to work?
Did you see that Bogart? He was flipping all the way over here. He's going to put up some great sales numbers today, boss.
I need a release. I don't know what that means.
Well, that's a good idea. Is there an instead of?
I mean...
I got it. Never mind. I just put one and one water ski together. There's an absolute meme in the waiting from the show Sacred Games. Have you guys seen the show, by the way?
I don't think I've heard of that.
No, I've seen the trailer.
It's really good. I should mention it's 8 episodes. It's a Indian show made by Netflix. But
oh,
they have,
you did
like,
tell me about that.
English subtitles. Yeah. It's like a mafia show and kind of like a split between two time periods. It's really good. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. The finale was a little bit goofy. Like in a lot of ways, they kind of wrap it up with like a nice little ending that keeps you like hungry for more. But like it, okay, just here's the meme. The thing is, it has a spoiler in it. So like, I'm going to describe to you what the image was and then you'll see why it could be a meme. But I can't use any of the characters' names.
Okay.
But if you do watch the show and you get there, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. So a main character is laying like face up on the ground with their head looking at you and has a gunshot wound like directly in the middle of their forehead. Okay. I know that's violent. The show is very violent, by the way, everybody.
Okay.
So it's like someone comes in like and finds them and like sees this and leans down and checks their pulse. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a gag? Like, yeah. Are we having a good time?
Like, probably dead.
What's going on? And that's the image. Like, the image is someone's two fingers on the neck of a person who has a gunshot wound in the middle of their head. Like, the meme is waiting to, like, be
Captain
written.
Captain Obvious, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I can't do it.
So
but what, like,
okay, so be caption obvious. What's the caption?
Caption. That's good. That's nice. I guess, okay, so instead of this template, let's each come up with a meme, like, set of words for this format.
Okay.
You see it, right?
Yeah. Like, no, okay. I see it. I
so
see
now
it.
We make a meme out of it.
My thing is, I'm pretty sure this is going to be exactly as the here's your sign bit. If anyone is familiar with the Redneck Comedy Tour led by Jeff Foxworthy.
Dude, that's a high bar.
I know. Some of that shit was really funny. There, I said it. Anyway, here's your sign. I feel like that's what this is. What's something super obvious that, like, you could write that people just miss or do just, like, completely ignore?
I mean, the Trump presidency is full of them, so I'm going to try and break outside of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I notice people ignore signage all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about? Like, Mike, do you remember when we were on our hiking and camping trip and someone had put a rock on the hiking trail that said the word, like, no or, like, wrong way or something?
Yes.
What was
yes.
it? What was the word?
It said no.
It just said no. There was a rock in the middle of the desert in Utah that just says the word no, if anyone's curious. And, like, we listened to it, but, like, be totally honest with me. Didn't some part of your brain want to be like, fuck that, and just, like, walk around it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know better.
Yeah, like, why do we do that?
I don't know.
I don't
and,
know.
And, like, someone had told us before we got to that rock as that, like, that rock is a helpful, accurate sign.
Yeah.
Please follow it. They were the only people that we saw there in, like, the, I don't know, the combined, like, 15 or 18 hours that we spent in that area, like, if not more. Like, and they told us that, but, like, a part of me still wanted to just completely ignore it and just go right through.
Me too.
Yeah. So anyway, I can't come up with the words for this meme, but such is the spirit. I guess we can turn it to the audience. I'm not going to make it because, like, it's going to have a spoiler on the thing. But, like, if any of you guys have any captions for something plainly obvious that people are missing, send them in. How do people reach us?
You can tweet at us at Instead of FM.
I've never checked our Twitter.
Well, I do it for you, so you're
thanks,
welcome.
Man.
Yeah. So here's one.
Do we have followers or is it like 8 people? I'd be really proud if it was 8 people. Are you checking?
I'm checking.
Come on, 8.
Oh.
8's the magic number this week.
What do we got? I'm guessing 7.
You guys got really low expectations.
You think we have more than 7 Twitter followers?
I know how many.
We're double digits, my friends.
What? Is it 14?
It's 18.
18? That's not bad. God damn.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not even one follower for every 2 episodes we've done.
Yeah, true. But, like, I know that, like, significantly more people listen. It's hard to convert people into Twitter followers.
That's true. That's true.
Like, I'm kind of proud of our 18.
Okay.
Good for us.
Yeah.
So I thought of a caption.
Oh, okay. You did? Okay, great. Yeah.
So there was this news story forever ago where somebody said in Sweden, it is against the law to be a criminal.
Doink.
So that's what you're going to write? You're going to write in Sweden, it's against the law to... This meme is dead.
Oh, yeah, I guess you kind of need the context from the other thing. I'm just trying to think of obvious
things.
Unless
we call it the in Sweden meme and just, like, double down.
Well, what's yours? You had all this time to think of it.
I don't have one. I was too busy thinking about, like, why did he do that? Like, they weren't doing shit like that earlier in the show. And all of a sudden, the last episode just gets, like, wacky.
Huh.
Like, a little bit slapstick.
Was it, like, a fever dream for one of the characters?
Yeah.
No, pretty unlikely.
A fugue state.
But anyway, I would still recommend the show. It was good. Yeah. But, I mean, we can't just end on me recommending a show.
Okay. Well, Mike, what's your caption?
We should end on something slapstick and totally out of character.
I think, honestly, I think the key to this is you have to tell a quick story succinctly. Like, yeah. the top line would be like, grandma walked in the house. And then, like, the bottom line would be...
Would be?
I'm pitching that to Mike.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh, my God. Don't...
Mike's grandma is Homer Simpson. She walks in and says, "Dough."
So I got in a fight last week.
A fist fight?
A fist fight.
With whom?
This punk on the street.
You fought a punk on the street?
I fought a punk on the street.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He said some mean shit to me, that punk.
Did this happen?
This happened.
No way.
I fought a punk last week.
No, you didn't.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won.
Dude, nice.
Thanks. You know why I won?
Why?
I knew I was going to beat this guy. Because when we were just about to fight, he did that old-timey move where he punched his fist into his palm, you know?
Oh, shit. He's like a street punk.
I knew I was going to kick that guy's ass.
Wait, no, hang on. Hang on. He actually did the thing?
Yeah, he did the thing.
What was the rate of, like, how many punches per, I guess, like, was he going, like, quick?
One punch for every two steps. Pretty menacing, pretty slow.
Is he a big dude?
Walking towards me. He was a very small dude.
Was this in sync with his steps?
It has to be.
Yeah, it was.
Like he was in West Side Story?
I can't believe he did this. People still do this?
Yeah, people still do this. Well, this guy did. Maybe Josh, not anymore.
Wait, Josh, have you seen someone do this?
Yeah, I saw somebody do it too.
When?
Oh my
God.
Wait,
that sounds so insincere.
Did you get in a fight too?
He's never seen anyone do
it,
dude.
The whole thing is insincere.
He's never seen anyone do this.
Mike doesn't sound sincere either.
You're saying, Mike, wait, did this happen to you or not?
Yeah, it did. I kicked that punk's ass.
Okay, you know what? Fine, I like this. I'll believe Mike.
Why?
Thank you.
Because he's your friend. You believe your friend when they tell you stuff. Okay, Mike, do you have an instead of?
I do have an instead of. You know that old-timey fist punching into the hand motion?
The one we've been discussing at length?
That one.
Yeah, I do know it.
Yeah.
Instead of that, how would you intimidate someone before a fight? What's the new intimidation move?
Okay, so my mind immediately goes to that episode of The Simpsons where Bart and Lisa were going to hit each other from across the room with like their eyes closed, where like Bart was swinging his arms around and Lisa was kicking in the air. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty menacing. If someone came like with every step, if they took a kick, like a forward kick in my direction, I'm kind of scared for when they come around.
If they kick walk at you?
Yeah, I couldn't do it though. Like my flexibility isn't what it used to be. So I might show some people my elbow.
Okay. Hmm.
Like imagine holding, okay, so picture this. Hold your arm out, palm up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bend at the elbow and put it to the back of your head.
Okay.
And walk around just swinging your elbow at someone. I think they're going to freak out.
Because you look like a psychopath, not because it's menacing.
It's menacing. Psychopaths are menacing. That's like one of their big qualities.
It's sure. Just the top half of the chicken dance.
I think that'll scare someone. A one-armed chicken?
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't inspire nightmares.
I need an invention for mine.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to invent, let's call it a powder.
Oh, no.
That when snorted, like mixes with your mucus or whatever, like inside. So when you breathe out through your nose, you're breathing like little tiny flames. Ooh. So like you're walking up and you're just going like,
this guy's breathing fire.
Wouldn't you immediately burn your mouth off?
No, it's specially designed powder that it only, so it needs a lot of oxygen too. It doesn't actually ignite until it leaves your nostrils. Not recommended if you have a mustache, though.
Breathe out through your nostrils and tell me where the air is going. Is it going up and away? Or is it going right at your general direction?
Okay.
And if you're walking forward, it's like the flame is coming into your mouth. This person's going to get totally fried before they even reach your area. You won the fight.
But if you're doing that, then that means that you're like signing yourself up for some pain. And it's like, oh, this dude has the fire nose. Like,
yeah, this is going to be really easy. Just walk around him a couple times.
No, it's like the people that are like, no, I'll smash my face with a brick. I don't care. I'll still kick the shit out of you.
This guy's crazy. This
yeah.
guy's
that's intimidating.
Burning off his own mustache.
Yeah.
No, yeah. See, fire does much more than just burn off the old stash, Mike. The brick thing, yeah, you get like a, that's, don't do that for anyone entering a fight. Like, you can be intimidating in other ways, but at least, like, I see a guy hit a brick on his head and he keeps walking towards me. I'm like, oh shit, that's fucked up. I see a guy coming towards me and just like, he is just like melting from the jaw down. I'm just like, oh my God, like, what is this? It's like you're getting to see the end of Indiana Jones 1 in person. I've never wanted to do that. And like, it's, but I won the fight, right?
You are imagining like a gigantic flame that just takes over the body. I'm talking about just like a little thing. Like maybe it's not even enough that you can see it outside. Maybe it's just like your nostrils glowing red.
You've clearly never attended a forest fire seminar. It doesn't take much. Only you can prevent beard fires. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep up with the stuff that we do, as we all learned on this episode, we do have a Twitter. It's at InsteadOfFM. The website is InsteadOf.fm. I don't think we have an Instagram or anything, because what would we do, right? Podcast and everything. I guess we could keep posting the logo, just with numbers. Like when babies get older, you know, the 1 month, 2 month. We'd be at 13 months. Anyway, there's all that. And then if you can, you know, obviously, like, tell your friends. And if you can review it, too, on wherever you get your podcast, that'd be great. We're everywhere. Spotify, Apple, Android, all that. Okay, have a good week. Bye. Okay, as mentioned, I have too many topics, so I'm going to say both things, give you guys time to laugh at them, and then we'll pick which one we want to talk about. Ready?
Presumptuous, but okay.
Yeah.
Number one, these are just two observations I had during my first and second week of unemployment. Number one, carrots are the blandest orange thing in the world. All other orange things are kind of cool.
Pumpkins, cool oranges, for instance.
If you see orange paint, like look across the street at from Josh's house, there's orange paint on the walls. That's cool.
Vibrant, yeah.
Yeah, like it didn't like strike me until, oh, speaking of which, I was talking to my the aforementioned niece that I have, Elliot, and she said something hilarious about Miles. She said, Miles likes carrots, but, you know, the first bite is startling. Like, carrots are startling. You
they
don't expect
are.
That shit.
No, they're way crunchier than you would ever imagine.
Yeah, so I guess Elliot co-wrote this bit. Congratulations, Elliot. and the second thought was, I'm trying to be healthy now that I don't have a job because I think it'll save me long-term in life. But, like, nuts are prohibitively too expensive for me to incorporate into my diet. Why do nuts cost so much money?
Nuts are crazy expensive.
They're ridiculous expensive.
It must be the shelling.
Yeah.
It's that much?
It's not cheap to shell a nut.
Yeah, you need, like, people to shell those, probably.
Should we talk about the nuts or the carrots? I feel like we actually ended up talking about... Let's talk nuts.
Okay, sure.
I could talk nuts all day.
Well, I guess this was just the ending bit. We don't really have to talk nuts. We can just stop.